It was a huge quadrilateral with canted corners, 10 meters long, 6 wide, 5 high. A luminous ceiling decorated with delicate arabesques distributed a soft, clear daylight over all the wonders gathered in this museum. For a museum it truly was, in which clever hands had spared no expense to amass every natural and artistic treasure, displaying them with the helter-skelter picturesqueness that distinguishes a painter's studio. Some 30 pictures by the masters, uniformly framed and separated by gleaming panoplies of arms, adorn walls in which were stretched tapestries of austere design. There I saw canvases of the highest value, the likes of which I had marveled at in private European collections and art exhibitions.